Բարի վերադարձ, սիրելի ռադիո ընդդիներ, Ամերիկայի հայկական համագումարի շաբաթական ռադիոժամին կրկին խոսափողի մոտ է Միհրանտ Ումաջյան։ Մենք զրուցում ենք մեր շատ սիրելի դոկտոր Արմոնդ Աղախանյան, մեր ընկերոջ հետ։ Դոկտոր Արմոնդը բավական շատ գլխարկներ է հակվում, ինչպես այդ ասացվածն է անգլերեն լեզվով, wears a lot of hats, and we're grateful to Dr. Armand for wearing many hats, because he's very skilled and adept in each of the fields that where he works and also where he serves on various boards. Armenian American community is grateful to Armand for his service. Dr. Armand, as an elected member of the Board of Education of the Burbank Unified School District, you and your board colleagues, working in conjunction with BUSD administrators, have had to pivot and efficiently pivot to ensure smooth sailing for students and faculty during this COVID-19 era that we're living in. What are some of the adjustments, specific adjustments, that you and fellow board members have undertaken since the month of March and to date in order to achieve a smooth transition from face-to-face instruction to virtual instruction?
So one thing that I want to kind of as a disclaimer to start with for our listeners is that boards of education and school districts, well, school districts like Burbank, you know, any public education district, you know, they operate under the guidelines of the state and the county. Sometimes people forget that. And even when it comes to budgetary issues, we get our funding from the state. One thing that's great about Burbank Unified, and I'm very proud of it, is that we have a working board, meaning that we know each other, we communicate on a regular basis, we communicate with our superintendent, staff. So when the pandemic hit, right away we actually had a meeting when we invited the community to have a discussion about what the next move is. And that talks volume about the transparency of the district as well. We just didn't make these decisions in a vacuum. So quickly we went and shifted to distance learning based on the what was happening at the time and also some of the guidelines coming from the state and the county. The transition was actually smooth because, as I said earlier, we operate as a team and everyone knows their role. And you know, the process has been smooth, but at the same time, you know, we are in the process of finding out what's coming next. You know, we get these questions all the time. We're part of a committee that's talking about the reopening. But overall, we did this, you know, without any hiccups, and I'm very proud of our team.
And dear listeners, it was remiss of me when I mentioned Dr. Alkhanian's position with the school board. I should have mentioned that he is the current president of the Board of Education of the Burbank Unified School District, and I believe that's on a rotational basis. Is that right, Dr. Armand?
Yes, it is, this is my first time as the president, and as I said again, very proud of our Burbank Unified team and my colleagues.
Very happy to hear about the quick and efficient manner that your board got down to work. I'm curious because my son who attends a private school, you know, many students in his school had to face the challenges of you know, having a laptop, having a device, like a tablet device or a laptop to work out of the house, bearing in mind that adults in the house who normally have a laptop are also working and using the laptop. I trust that this dilemma was existed among Burbank students as well. How did the school board handle the dilemma of students not having enough technology at home? Did you provide laptops or Chromebooks?
So we distributed over 1,900 Chromebooks and 175 Wi-Fi hotspots.
Wow.
Thank you. But I want to reiterate to the listeners the challenge of digital divide. It's a big challenge. And in districts like Burbank, you know, as I said, we took care of it. But I always remind people, not everyone has access to computers. And if you're out there and you know someone who needs one, and you got an extra one, you should always share it. Digital divide, it's a big, big issue right now, especially in college students in some of the districts that necessarily don't have access. I'm not just talking about laptops. I'm talking about even access to Wi-Fi because they can't afford it or it doesn't go into their area. So this is something that
that's truly amazing. If I may just chime in, you mentioned 175 hotspots were provided to students. That boggles the mind that there are households that do not have access to the internet. And God bless you guys for providing the hotspots to families in need.
Thank you very much.
You know, to also continue with respect to BUSD, I noticed that Los Angeles Unified School District had a program in place whereby there was uninterrupted provision of breakfast and lunch to students who qualified for breakfast and lunch during the regular academic year. Did Burbank also have a similar situation where it had to continue coming to the need of students who qualified for free breakfast, free lunch?
We did, and I don't know if you're aware, but 36% of our students qualify for free and reduced lunch. So we distributed 5 days of food to families on grab-and-go basis, resulting in about 10,000 meals per week. That's a program we were part of it as well, and we had centers and people would come in and pick up the meal. So again, we hit the ground running, and that's why I said earlier I'm really proud of our team and my colleagues.
Dear listeners, if you've just joined us, we are speaking with Dr. Armand Arachanyan. He's our honored guest for this week's Armenian Assembly Radio Hour. Dr. Armand, you also were nominated and are serving currently on the Prison Industry Board of the California Prison Industry Authority, CPIA. I trust you were nominated by Speaker Rendon, California Speaker Rendon, to that position?
I'm actually his appointee. So the speaker gets an appointee on that board. So I'm his appointee serving on the board, yes.
That's wonderful. Tell us a little bit in a few minutes, if you can, the state of Armenian advocacy in your estimate. You're in touch with advocacy groups, including the Armenian Assembly, the ANC. You're part of SCAD, and we'll talk about SCAD in a second, the Southern California Armenian Democrats. Tell us about advocacy work in Sacramento and also in within district. What are some of the things that we should be doing, perhaps, that we're not doing, without divulging too much inside baseball? Certainly, there's a lot of folks who may be tuning into this, and we don't want to give away strategy, but what are some of the things that we should be focusing on in the current pandemic era?
So I think currently right now what's happening, the big issue is the budget, you know, and at least from our side, education-wise, we are we're talking to our electors. We're asking everyone to call the state because of the cuts that are coming our way. I know that the May revise is around the corner, and I know that the governor will be rejecting the cut that he had proposed at the beginning, the $10 billion plus. But that also depends on the federal dollars. And, you know, again, we can talk about this in a whole different segue, but people forget it's much easier when it comes to federal dollars versus state. And California right now, quite frankly, is broke. But in terms of advocacy, you know, organization like yours, the Armenian Assembly, you know, people need to get more involved. And, you know, throughout my 20 plus years of being active in the realm of American Armenian politics, you know, we need more young people to get involved. I'm seeing an attrition when it comes to young people. They're not as involved locally as they used to. And maybe it's more shifting because of social media, but the key is that, you know, you have to work with organizations like yours to have a collective voice. You know, the key is to have a collective, united voice.
Do you think that stepping up with more opportunities, internship opportunities in various district offices, for example, or with agencies, with public service agencies, do you think that that is perhaps one of the solutions to get, you know, the hands and feet, so to speak, of young people, you know, basically involved in the system, and for them to have a taste of what public service and public policy is all about?
Yes, and but it also, you know, it also requires more. You know, politics is very interesting. You know, people always say the political bug got me. I was in private sector before I got involved in politics, and sometimes left a pretty lucrative position as a marketing director to get involved in politics. And I think my wife to this day has not forgiven me for that. But you know, I think what's important is to create the environment that really, you know, gets younger people interested to get more active. And that comes from everything you talked about, but it goes beyond that. You know, I think we're at kind of a crossroads right now, the Armenian community. I think Glendale kind of is the great example, you know, in terms of where we're going, not only politically, but also when it comes to involvement. And I always remind people, you know, young people, you need to get involved. And despite what you do, you know, you might ignore politics, but politics will not ignore you. And I've said this before, and I say it again, it doesn't matter what you do in the United States. You have to care about politics. It's around you, you breathe it 24/7, you see it on news, but more important also, you know, even when it comes to business. And as a former president of the Armenian American Chamber of Commerce, I can tell you that at one point, some people got a really rude awakening about how important it is to talk about politics. You know, people talk about the trade office. You know, we had a trade office, Yerevan agreement back in, if you remember, back in 2003 or 2004, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Thanks to Senator Jack Scott. I remember.
Yeah. And where all the trade offices were closed down because of budgetary issues, where our Armenian, we kept it going. But again, you know, I tend to see sometimes, you know, us repeating ourselves. I think we're at the point now that, you know, we have matured politically as a community, and we need to pass that along to the younger generation. And I think that's where the connection needs to happen, you know. Political activism is something that we need to, you know, bring back to our youth.
And speaking of which, we have just over a minute left. If you could encapsulate what SCAD, the Southern California Armenian Democrats, are doing in that realm to get young people especially energized. You're one of the founders and current board members of SCAD. We've got 1 minute left. If you could shed light on it?
I would make it simple. You know, Southern California Armenian Democrats, we are Armenians who happen to be, we are Democrats who happen to be Armenian. You know, Democratic politics, Republican politics, I always remind people it's about policy. And we are talking to young people to really open the doors for them to get more involved. Because what we've learned over the years is that if you want to get into politics, especially working in public offices, Armenians tend to get pigeonholed based on their constituency. So if you don't represent a large Armenian constituency, good luck finding a job at an elected office. And that's part of the reason why SCAD was created. You know, we need to get more Armenian Americans involved in different districts. We need to see more Armenian American chiefs of staff. And if you look at some of the older data back in the days, we actually used to have as much more or as many chiefs of staff who happened to be Armenian who represented districts that had very few Armenians. And I think this goes back to my, you know, what I said at the beginning. We are Democrats who happen to be Armenians. The same thing when it comes to the NORAS or the Republican Armenian organization. Republicans who happen to be Armenian. And I think we need to differentiate between the two, because I almost remind people the same issue that concerns all the other constituents concerns us as well. Education, you know, taxes, small businesses. And I think we need to get more people involved in California politics. And SCAD is kind of the gateway. We are the voice of the Armenian Democrats, as we said in our slogan.
Well, Dr. Arkhanian, it's really been a pleasure having this conversation with you. I'm sure our listeners will concur. Սիրելի ռադիոընդդիներ, կրկին այսօրվա մեր հրաշալի հյուրներ դոկտոր Արմոն Աղախանյան. Մենք կրկին կհանդիպենք աստված տա հաջորդ շաբաթ, մինչ նոր հանդիպումներ և բարի օր բոլորիդ. Thank you.